This budget proposal is calling for about $4 trillion in cuts. But I wonder what those cuts really do for the deficit that people are talking about.
Well, I mean, they obviously reduce the deficit, although not in the short term. The president's budget would actually increase it short term before it starts to reduce it. But it doesn't go all the way. It doesn't balance the budget over 10 years. And it's not clear that any proposal, given the size of the deficit and the needs of the economy, would be able to do that. So, you know, this is a budget that's cautious and in many ways abandoned short-term deficit reduction, with the president saying, you know what, not necessary, not good. Austerity is not the right way to go until we get the economy up and running again.
I'm amazed at how quickly, too, members of Congress are so quickly able to turn this around. And I'm just reading this one because it's the top one in my Outlook inbox, not to pick on Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison of Texas. But the headline of this email is, Senator Hutchison to work with colleagues to restore NASA human exploration funding. So the drive to get money put back in where it's been cut has already started.
Well, it actually probably started a couple of days before the budget was released. That's the interesting. Kay Bailey Hutchison is a self-professed conservative Republican from Texas. And she's saying that, you know, these spending cuts, the kind of cuts that she and her colleagues have been demanding, won't stand. And I think that's what the administration saw here. I mean, this is the most political budget they've put together. It's a campaign year, so that's obvious. But they've also said, look, the Republicans are going to reject everything we put out. Let's put out stuff that we think is, you know, will show us in the best possible light. And that's what's going on here. I mean, so now, you know, you've also got, in addition to Kay Bailey Hutchison, some of her other colleagues in the Senate and the House saying this budget doesn't go far enough on deficit reduction. So you pay your money, you take your choice.
There are two schools of thought when you mention the election, Stan. One is that since there is an election this year, certainly we'll get some kind of deal done because people don't want to go back to their districts and states and have to face voters saying, hey, how come you didn't get anything accomplished? And the other school of thought is, well, of course there won't be a deal because nobody wants to go back to their states or districts and say and be accused of giving in to the other guy. Which school of thought do you come down in, or is there one in the middle somewhere?
No, I'm firmly in the second camp. I mean, I wonder why anybody thinks a deal is likely or even possible this year, given all the budget deal failures of the previous year when the politics weren't that close to an election. I mean, we're talking about Simpson-Bowles failing, discussions between the vice president and Eric Cantor failing, discussions between President Obama and John Boehner failing, the so-called or anything but super commission failing. So why does anyone think that, left to their own devices, Congress and the president, or the House and Senate, or Republicans and Democrats, somehow are going to be able to find religion and shortly before the election do things their constituents won't like?
Well, I'm probably closer to your camp than the other camp that I described, Stan, but there was that little glimmer of hope with the FAA authorization where it seems like all of a sudden people realized, you know, we really should just do this and get it over with, and each side gave in a little bit, and we have a deal, and the FAA at least is authorized for another 4 years.
Well, and you had even a bigger indication of that today with House Republicans giving up the ghost on their plan to say, if we're going to extend the payroll tax cut, it has to be paid for with spending cuts. They agreed today that no spending cuts are necessary. That's almost a bigger story than the president's budget in and of itself. I mean, that's another example of the Tea Party not exerting the influence it wanted. But these are relatively small things compared to the budget as a whole. It's kind of like talking Tinker Toys. Relative to a whole body or a whole building or something like that.
So who is going to be the organization or person or group or whatever who can do something along the lines of what you're talking about that really affects the entire building instead of just this little toy?
This year, nothing. I will state this as directly as possible. I can't imagine, unless there's some sort of crisis that allows members of both parties to move from their existing positions and either cut spending or increase revenues or both, I can't imagine anything that would somehow bring all the sides closer together. It's just inconceivable to me, given the budget failures of the last year or so.
And so you're looking at some kind of a lame duck solution after the elections?
This will be, well, lame duck, yes. Solution, I'm not so sure. This will be the mother of all lame duck sessions. During this time, we're likely to have to consider final spending package, bills, continuing resolution, whatever, for 2013. The expiration of the Bush-Obama tax cuts on December 31st, the sequester that would go into place January 2nd, and maybe an increase in the debt ceiling, all within about a six-week period, and which, after you subtract holidays and those types of things, is really about 3 or 4 weeks. And lame duck sessions, anybody's ever watched them knows, are wildly unpredictable because members of Congress may not be coming back. They may be retired voluntarily or otherwise, and you can never tell who's actually going to vote or how they're going to vote.
I'm envisioning, as I hear your description of it, Stan, a phrase that some of the cool kids use these days that is hot mess is what this sounds like it could be.
Well, if that's what the cool kids are saying these days, I would say that, you know how in that intense period back in August when we were dealing with the debt ceiling,
mm-hmm.
or back in April when we were dealing with the continuing resolution?
Yeah.
Multiply that by 10, and that's the stress I think we're all going to be under during that 6-week lame duck session.